This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke Wednesday with Iraqi Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi as Iranian-backed paramilitary groups protesting U.S. airstrikes in Iraq withdrew from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad Wednesday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The Iran-backed paramilitary groups tied to violent protests laying siege to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad have now convinced their supporters to withdraw after the U.S. deployed hundreds of additional troops from a unit created as a response to the 2012 Libya consulate disaster. Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday said that he would ask Parliament to grant him immunity from corruption charges, a step that could delay his trial for months. A step most likely puts the trial on hold until after elections March, when he hopes to win a majority coalition that will shield him from prosecution. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust after failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections just last year. A senior Taiwanese military official was missing after a helicopter made an emergency landing in northern Taiwan. The defense ministry said that a rescue mission was underway for 13 people on board the helicopter, which includes the Air Force General. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australian officials have given thousands of tourists less than 48 hours to evacuate from coastal areas of Australia as the country prepares for searing heat that is expected to aggravate deadly bushfires. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service on Thursday morning declared a tourist leave zone stretching about 200 kilometers from Batemans Bay along the southeast coast and neighboring Victoria State, where people are also being urged to evacuate fire-threatened areas. Sydney Mayor Clover Moore said Wednesday that Australia's government needs to change its policy on emissions.
The big goal for all of us in 2020 is to work hard to make sure our governments start taking effective action to reduce our emissions and to minimise this impact of accelerating global warming here in our country.
Authorities are warning visitors to leave before Saturday, when temperatures are expected to climb above 40 degrees Celsius. The heat coupled with gusting winds is expected to create dangerous conditions that officials say could be as bad as any so far. Hong Kong's celebratory mood on the first day of 2020 was marred by tear gas and water cannon deployed by police on a largely peaceful crowd and the arrest of about 400 people at a march attended by hundreds of thousands in what has been seen as a months-long anti-government movement. The senior superintendent told reporters late Wednesday that police arrested about 400 people. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be traveling to Ukraine so he can focus on the situation in Iraq. In a statement Wednesday, the State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said that Pompeo had postponed the trip to Ukraine, in Cyprus and other areas because he was needed in Washington to monitor the ongoing developments in Iraq. Will Ruger is a vice president for research and policy at the conservative Charles Koch Institute. He says the Trump administration has political reasons for sending more than U.S. troops to Baghdad.
Clearly, the politics of this is that the president doesn't want to have a Benghazi situation on his hands. And so you can understand that. But in terms of sending more troops to the Gulf, to Iraq specifically, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Pompeo was scheduled to be the most senior U.S. official to visit Ukraine since 2019 and the scandal that led to the impeachment of President Trump. Scientists think that they can make a century-old tuberculosis vaccine for more protective simply by changing how they give it. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.